This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
KDK-TV. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we bring you another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today, we are honored to have the director of the System Psychiatry Program, Dr. Michael Blastos, who you can see on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Mental Health Awareness Month. We hear a lot, Doctor, about the challenges in this day and age of mental health. All age groups and a lot of people dealing with primarily what? Depression, high anxiety. What do you and your staff see most frequently?
Probably the depression and anxiety standpoint of things. Those are two of the main ones. There's more serious illnesses out there, but depression and anxiety are probably the two largest categories that we see on a regular basis.
Are you finding, and I'm curious this with young people, because of, and you and I didn't grow up with social media, that social media has an impact and influence, and many times in a negative way, because young people feel they're missing out because it appears people are living their best lives online, and that might not be reality.
Yeah, there is a, I think for the younger groups, for teenagers, young adults, and you know, pre-adolescents, the social media is quite a big part of their lives. They typically live their lives through that medium. And that becomes quite challenging for parents to manage and for the kids themselves to manage, because as you said, they do tend to, you know, believe that what they see is the truth. And a lot of times that isn't the case. And I think that's in my practice and the kids we see, and even some adults, you know, they tend to get very wrapped up in that. And it kind of takes a little bit of reality testing to kind of say, hey, is this truly what's going on? You know, is there an alternative way for you to meet friends, to be with people? And there are. And in fact, there's a growing movement of people and parents who are kind of taking their kids away from social media to bring them back to in-person experiences and limiting that exposure through that, because you don't have the connectivity. You think you're connected, but you're really not, because humans need that face-to-face kind of interaction.
Artificial intelligence also now has become a factor, because even for adults, much of what's seen on social media isn't actually the truth, and it can cloud and confuse and really exacerbate somebody's issues because they feel the sky is falling.
Correct. And AI is not going away. I think it's going to become a bigger issue as we go forward. And there's going to have to be a much higher level, you know, what are we looking at? Is it real? Is it not? And you have to be very, very careful what you're doing online and what you're looking at. And try to verify as much as possible. And if you have that sense that it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
And I know that mental health awareness also tries to find ways to, in this case, support people's efforts to, you know, live a quote-unquote normal life. Tell us about the mental health toolkit.
So the toolkit comes out. They do it every year. It's part of Mental Health Awareness Month, and they basically lay down a set of, you know, essentially, if you want to call it tools, where, you know, you can work on your own mental health by doing certain things. You can, you know, set boundaries. You can look at how you're eating, how you're exercising, and it just gives you a kind of framework to begin that journey of figuring out where do I need to kind of change things in my life? Am I sleeping enough? Am I eating okay? Am I socializing with, you know, people who are, you know, going to support me and things like that? So the mental health awareness, mental health, a lot of the organizations have these kind of topics that you can simply go through on their website and fill out certain forms that, you know, it breaks down. What are my goals for this month? What do I want to do? What do I need to work on? So it gives you kind of a roadmap in order to really, you know, hone in on what you need to work on to get your life on track. And it's very simple. Small things over time make really big changes.
I think it shocks a lot of people to know that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people, 10 to 14. It terrifies parents, as it should. When do we know to step in, Doc?
I think, you know, parents, you know, as a parent myself, there's an internal kind of sense of there's something wrong here. And I think that's where, you know, if you feel that about your child, they're not engaging enough, they're kind of isolating more, you're seeing changes that you're not sure what's happening. The first step is to talk with them, is to make the time to talk with them and start that conversation. And if that fear kind of continues to deepen or you're worried about it, you go to your doctor, you start having, and that comes from a strong relationship with your physician, your pediatrician, your PCP to say, hey, there's something here. I'm not sure what it is. I need your objective opinion and help here to start figuring out what this is. So it can be a dreadful thing, but there is help out there. And part of what mental health awareness is knowing where to turn. And there's a great roadmap there that, you know, basically breaks it down in kind of a form. If this happens, this is what you do. If this happens, this is what you do. And it's a great thing on the Mental Health America website that basically can kind of walk you through how to get that help. So it's a great, great resource.
Terrific information, Doc. Thank you for your time this morning and keep up the great work.
You're welcome. Anytime, Larry. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Blastos, who is Independence Health System Director of Psychiatry, and we urge you to reach out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.